Watch following as the former Premier of Victoria, Australia, Daniel Andrews, implies how the Jews hate the freedom of Australians and use their undue influence over the government to attack and erode Australians' few remaining liberties, freedom of speech, restricting Australians' freedom of movement and right to petition their government. Watch and we'll be back.
We would not have some of the world's best anti-discrimination laws in this state if it were not for the Jewish community. We would not have some of the best anti-vilification laws in our country and indeed the world if not for the leadership of the Jewish community. And the list goes on and on.
Can you believe that load of hubris? He thinks Jew pandering is a virtue. Andrews doesn't get it. And neither does the current Victorian Premier, Jacinta Allen, who is also tone-deaf that Australians are angry, damn angry at what Jews are doing, and the political pandering to rich Jews who buy politicians via big billionaire political donations. Australians say their electoral system and democracy isn't for sale, and this political falling over for Jews must cease. Know this, there's only 120,000 Jews out of 26 million Australians who host the Jews in Australia. We say host because the Jews' first loyalty is always to their own group and Israel. Australia comes a long third, if at all. Australians need to push back against the Jews, or whatever little freedom that remains in Australia will evaporate under the blowtorch to the belly, held there by the Jews who have seized Australia by the throat, using captured politicians, the media, and a myriad of Jewish community groups. These groups with pompous-sounding official names often have less members than your local netball team, and need to be ignored. The Jews are fooling the politicians about their electoral representation and power as a voting bloc. An Indian wedding has more people in attendance than there are Jews in Australia. This Jew influence peddling must stop. Politicians must stop accepting all expenses paid Rambam tours to Israel to indoctrinate them and make them indebted to Jews. Australian opposition leader Peter Dutton took such a trip to Israel in July 2024. The Australian Foreign Influence Transparency Scheme Act makes these Rambam visits illegal, which are used to groom public figures. Yet the prominent and wealthy Jews who head the Jewish groups who run these junkets aren't prosecuted for breaking the law, lobbying and corrupting Australia's politicians for a foreign government. We all must ask why. Jews believe they're above the law. Indeed, Daniel Andrews told us so. Jews influence peddle to make or influence the law. Go figure. Australians' freedoms are not negotiable in exchange for Jews' feelings about their support and loyalty to genocidal Israel, whose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has an outstanding arrest warrant for genocide issued by the International Criminal Court. Australia wants to make it illegal for pointing this out or criticizing Jews who support the rogue state of Israel that ignores the United Nations, thumbs its nose at the international rules-based order and kills, maims and torture the Palestinian people and its Arab neighbors. Stand up, Australia. Push back, as is America, that has the exact same Jew problem. Following is author and Catholic intellectual Dr. E. Michael Jones on the Jewish menace. If we value our remnant freedom, we all must speak out, as you'll hear following.
There is not one fundamental document in the Catholic Church, whether it's from the Gospels to the Epistles to the Church Fathers, not one document that is not anti-Jewish. The Gospels are anti-Jewish. Every single fundamental document is anti-Jewish. Of course the Gospels are anti-Jewish. The Jews killed Christ. What are they supposed to say? What are the Christians supposed to say? Oh, that's great. You can go to heaven. We go to heaven by worshiping Jesus Christ. You can go by killing him. Doesn't that make sense? The Jews are our enemies. They are enemies of the gospel. They are enemies of the entire human race. That's what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2. They are the people that killed Christ. They are enemies of the entire human race. Nothing is going to change that.